This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, but I want to say good morning to everybody. Had a great day. Want to thank the Canes for yesterday for having us out there. Just a great day. Just a fun day. They couldn't be nicer to all three of us that were out there together yesterday. So good stuff. And today, after sitting watching last night, kind of different. We don't usually say this, but it was a Bam and Barkoff night. And what a show it was for two guys that are really good at what they do. Two of the best. We probably don't talk about, right? We don't talk about, and we get on Bam that, you know, he's not a more consistent shooter and doesn't have more offensive game and quietly goes out and now has the most double-doubles in the history of the franchise. And Barkoff last night playing, of course, without his sidekick for a while. We don't know the situation on Matthew Tkachuk, but he has two goals last night and just reminds us just how good he is when he has to be. And last night, two quick goals in that second period, and he was just fantastic. And so to the Bam and Barkoff morning we go. We've got a lot of stuff. We're going to get into a lot of Kane stuff as well. We got stuff with all our teams. But last night, Panthers get another impressive win with Barkoff. And, of course, Big Bob getting a lot of saves last night. And penalty killing was fantastic for the Panthers against the best power play team in hockey. And they're looking great. I got news for you, folks. They're going to add another piece. They're not done. Don't think that this Seth Jones was going to be the last piece. And that was a big part of the broadcast and how he's so glad to be on a team that's got a chance to win it all. And that's what he wanted after being – I got to tell you, man, once you make your money, and Seth Jones will have made his money because he's got a $9.5 million salary that's going to be paid mostly by the Panthers, but some of it by his former team. When you're on a bad team, even if you're making really good money, it wears you out. And the team's telling you, oh, we're going to get better. And then you see, I'd really like to get traded because we're not getting any better. And so Seth Jones gets to come to this team and was pretty open in his press conference about being able to join a team that's so damn good. But Tkachuk being out, hopefully back for the playoffs. It has happened a lot. You save some money, frees up $8.7 million to add more to the roster, and Tkachuk would still be eligible to come back for the playoffs. A little loophole there that some teams have taken advantage of through the years. So we'll see what happens there as there's still a little time here on the trade deadline. And the Heat, well, the Heat did what they're supposed to do to a bad team last night. Wizards are if you watch that game, they are clearly one of the two or three worst teams in basketball. They are really bad. The Heat were shorthanded last night, but it really didn't matter. They had, what, Ware and Wiggins and Hawkes and Mitchell out last night, and didn't really matter. Bam goes 19-15 and breaks a record. Good to see Ronnie Cicely at the game. For you old schoolers, remember Ronnie Cicely from Syracuse. A fun guy. Had a great night with down in South Beach with listening to Ronnie Cicely's stories. And I got to tell you, man, he matched a lot of my stories. He was good. Some of Ronnie Cicely's stuff was fantastic. Can't get into it, but they were great stories. Man, we've got a lot of stuff from the Canes yesterday. And by the way, we got Jimmy Johnson news. I don't want to forget that. He's been great about coming on with us and been such a big part of football, has had as much success, been able to do something very few coaches have been able to do, and that's win at both levels. Win a national championship with the University of Miami, won a couple of NFL championships, Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. He's done a lot of winning, goes on to that Fox show. And at 81 years old, he said, going to be 82. He said, that's it. I'm done. It's time. And so good for Jimmy, man. Good stuff. And what a hell of a run he's had at a lot of success and a lot of champions. Like I said, there hasn't been a lot of coaches that have been able to win championships at both levels. And he's one of them. So yesterday, I know a lot of people wonder what happened and what we saw on day one. And, hey, listen, first of all, you got half the roster is brand new players. You got a recruiting class in there. You got your transfer portal guys there. So there was a lot of new faces there yesterday. A couple things I did notice. Woody, you guys are watching. And one thing is their offensive line is going to be really, really good and looks like really, really deep with players that they have on that offensive line. The defensive line gets after it inside and outside. They look like they're going to be really good. So I want to start with that. But they put a real emphasis on that defensive secondary with a lot of new faces, and they made a lot of plays on the football yesterday. Made it really hard for the quarterbacks who, by the way, quarterbacks and the receivers, that's an area that I'm a little concerned with until they get better. Young talent, guys are recruited by everybody in the country, so it's not like these guys were like leftovers. These guys they've just got to get caught up with everything, and of course their number one quarterback is still not going to be out there probably for most, if not all, of spring football before. I'm guessing he won't see a lot of live action is pretty much what I'm saying. And then secondary's got a lot of good players. Looks like they've upgraded it. That is the number one priority on this team right now, is to fix the secondary. Inside, outside, find some guys that can play a system and be a lot better against pass defense than they were a year ago. And they look like it with the amount of players they've added at safety and cornerback, plus the guys they have. To see and some good open clean competition there. So that'd be a big one. But you know, I spent some time with Mario yesterday, a lot of time with him, and he likes his team. But there's no Cam Ward. There is no Cam Ward. And Cam Ward, what he did coming in, have the number one offense in the country, number one, and being able to run the ball, probably could have run it more if you didn't have Cam Ward as your quarterback, and those receivers ended up, the whole group across the board, Brown and George and Restrepo and Arroyo, and that group was just as good as any group in the country. They were...
Well, let's think about it, too. How many games did Cam Ward essentially bail you out of, right?
A lot of them.
So, yeah, I watched that yesterday, and I'm like, I wonder how good Carson Beck is going to be, because... You know, and that happens with every great college football team or football team in general, right? You have a quarterback that can bail you out of games, right? Can take you on a late drive, can do all that stuff. So
I hope.
But Cam Ward bailed you out a handful of games last year.
I hope Carson Beck is
that guy.
I hope that he understands and word is spread about the Cam Ward that everybody's talking about, that gets there at 5 a.m., stays late, and was all about business. It wasn't about grab ass. It wasn't about girls. It was about getting my business done, being great. And his goal, I'm sure, was to be a first-round pick. I'm sure he would tell you last year, didn't like where my grade was, my NFL grade. It wasn't going to be the first couple of rounds. I didn't like it. I decided to come back, and he is looking at being the first quarterback taken, and that could be the first overall pick in the NFL, and that is a lot of signing bonus money up front. Probably going to go to a bad team. They're talking about the three or four teams he could go to. That's a tough group. That's a tough place. And you know, Woody, we're going to be talking about this, and I'm sure if Cam doesn't get off to a good start and gets on a bad team, you know what they're going to say. He was a bust, and he's going to have to go through what half the first-round quarterbacks go through. Seems like every year when you don't get on a good team, you don't have a good offensive line, you don't have weapons, and some guys struggle. So it will be fun to watch. But I hope Carson Beck, who got paid a lot of money, listen, that money's going to be next to his name all year. Welcome to professional football early. And I hope while he's out there, and I hope he gets it and takes leadership and maybe listens to what people said, what this guy Cam Ward did to make sure it was his team, and it was his team pretty friggin' early on. And Carson Beck and every guy in that team knows what he's making, knows the program he comes from, and they're expecting him to come in. And I know he's got a girlfriend here. Nothing wrong with a pretty girlfriend, but your ass needs to be your real girlfriend needs to be that football team. This is pretty serious stuff down here, and I know he can't do anything but watch and take it in right now. But we set the tone, set the bar is high with Cam Ward for you now to develop and get ready and spend a lot of time with those young wide receivers. A lot of time to get timing with them, because at some point you got to make throws. You can have a great.
There's going to be 3, 4, 5 games that come down to a final possession, right? I mean, the games are all going to be close.
They're going to be a lot of close games.
You're playing a lot of tough teams, man. I mean, look at that schedule to start, right? You got Notre Dame, you got Florida, you got South Florida. Like, those are games that could theoretically all be close, right?
Well, that's why they're hoping the defense is going to be a lot better, number one.
They were flying around yesterday. I mean, obviously, it's the first spring practice.
You know, everybody's asking me. I said, listen, man, he asked me yesterday, what'd you think? I said, it looked like a first practice. Some positions are way ahead where you already knew you were good. You know, your offensive line is really good. I'll tell you, the best part was watching the offensive and defensive line get after it with each other, inside and outside. That was entertaining.
I hope we go to that first fall practice like we did last year, and we say, wow, this guy's really, really going to be good.
Because
we said
about
that with Cam Ward.
You're talking about Beck. You flopped on me. Okay, yeah.
I just think the quarterback position is just going to be so important to this team. I mean, look, with Cam, how many games he, I don't want to say single-handedly won, but he bailed out a lot of bad situations last year.
There's a reason he might be the first overall pick.
That Cal game stands out, right?
The comebacks, the throws he made late in games, the throws he makes after a bad throw, the areas and confidence he has doing things, when to run, all those gifts that he could keep in plays alive when he was outside the pocket, and some of the things he did looking down the field, looking for big plays, and the whole thing, the whole package. So, Carson, not to start on Carson Beck today, but,
that's okay, man. He's got to know there's a lot of pressure on him. He got paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Playing at a premier school in a big city.
I'm sure social media and the fan base will let him.
That's no different than if he would have gone to the NFL.
Right. No, you're right.
Same level of pressure, essentially, right?
Well, almost.
It's pretty close.
Almost, but I would just, you're going to have to make throws. Listen, as good a running game as you're going to have, at some point, I still remember Adam Gase telling Ryan Tannehill, look it, I don't need you to, make 20 great throws a game, but there's going to be a time where you got to make 3, 4, 5 throws that no matter what I call you, you're going to have to show why you were a first-round pick. And Carson Beck's going to have to make some throws where – they're going, this is why we paid you, and this is why you're here, to make some throws like we just saw. He's not going to be as good as Cam Ward. There's no shot he's going to be that good. What just happened with that Cam Ward story?
I don't think anyone's expecting that.
Yeah.
But
anybody that's doing that to him, that's not being fair. Well, we might be talking about what year are we in this transfer portal, Woody? What year of this officially the NIL transfer portal? I kind of put them together. What's that, been 3 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, but he's always the highest paid guy they've ever had at their school.
He is the highest
by far.
Yeah, he doubled Cam's money. Not that anybody's paying attention, but we are. But
I think it matters to an extent now, right? You take, I mean, that's real deal money, man. $4 million.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that kind of that
it's
was
enough to be driving around in them cars he's got.
Yeah. No, that allows you to live where you want. Again, by the way, this one of the knock on rookies too come in, get wrapped up in the whole Miami thing. This goes back to little Vic Fangio, like some of our young guys a little more worried about Miami and their money and need to spend more time here at camp. That was a Vic Fangio thing. And so you hope like, hey man, I hope this is not your final goal and this is your big payday. We're hoping you want one at the next level like Cam Ward did.
Well, the good news, at least our college football team doesn't have a culture issue like the other one.
Well, you got that in, and it took you first here, first. To
I'm
get
a little
your
down
shot
on that team over there. Yeah.
Okay, all right,
you're not.
No, of course I am, but I didn't find a way to somehow get that in here in the first. Again, you did.
You
in the
brought
first
it up.
Segment.
You brought it up with a Fangio, and the guys weren't. You brought it up.
Yeah, no. I hope Mike sees that stuff. Hey, listen, man, there is a lot of stuff.
By the way, the Tyreek Hill thing took over yesterday. That was like the talk of all the people we were around yesterday. Everyone wanted to weigh in on Tyreek Hill.
What part?
The part of whether you keep him or not, and how you deal with that guy. And I see all your old school guys come up and they go, you know, cut his ass or trade his ass. We don't want to be here.
Yeah, all well, right. It's a good thing they're not letting the Dolphin alumni make that decision or he would not be here. That's
Are
exactly
all these guys
right.
furious too?
Yes. Even old guys.
It's a tough situation. There's
even
no
old
question,
guys that played that position are like, hey, man, you know, and we'll come back.
But they want the team to win. It's kind of tricky to win without that guy, yeah. I would guess. But
all right. Well, listen, we'll go to break. We got Tyreek time. There's always Tyreek time.
That was the
here.
Talk yesterday, though, man.
TT,
they heard
man.
Us talking about it on the show. People are coming up.
Yeah, TT. Everybody wants to know about Tyreek. Tyreek time. We'll come back and talk more about that in just a moment. But first, never too early in the morning to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 convenient dealerships throughout South Florida. And if you haven't seen the SUVs and you haven't seen the Silverado trucks, I'm going to start right there with the Tahoes, the big boys. I guess I got to tell you about Suburbans, too. Boy, they've added more space, got a great new look to them. Boy, are they nice. So roomy. If it's about room for you and your family, and you've just decided no matter what, I need to be comfortable. I am not at 6'4". I want to be comfortable. Nothing does it more for me and gives me more than that Tahoe does right now. It is. I just got myself the 2025 Tahoe, waited for the new one. It is great. The all-new Equinox, boy, I'll tell you what, you start looking at the interior with the convenient driver tech. I mean, just everything you want. Eye-catching exterior. The whole thing is just fantastic. The 2025 Traverse, comfortable seating for everybody, even though it's a midsize SUV, got plenty of room for you, the cargo, your family, and everybody else. That turbocharged 2.5-liter engine is great. And then over to the legendary Silverado trucks, man. I got to tell you, a lot of different engines to choose from according to how much power you need every day to work with, to get your family around with, whatever it is. Full-time working truck, we call them 6 or 7 day a week trucks. We got that Silverado truck that can work just as hard as you do. It's like they've custom made a truck perfect for you and your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. Take a test drive at your South Florida Chevy dealers today. All right, the Heat did what they were supposed to do to the Wizards, who are just horrible. Horrible basketball team again this year. And Heat with a lot of guys out last night. Ware and Wiggins and Hawkes. Even Mitchell was out last night. So everybody played. A lot of guys played and a lot of production last night from everybody. And congratulations to Bam. Another double-double. The leader, all-time leader in Heat franchise history. 222 double-doubles. And kind of floats under the radar, man, with the effort.
Very underappreciated.
Yeah,
star,
no,
right?
I agree, man. And I don't want to call him a superstar, you know. I don't. But, damn, he's been what a really, really nice first-round pick. The effort he gives, what he's You know, he was athletic kind of when he got here. He's really improved his game. Plays hard. He's perfect. He's perfect for this Heat team. So congratulations to Bam last night, and those guys getting a win. Schedule is going to start picking up here a little bit, but that's just what the doctor ordered last night. Everybody, when you're struggling, should get the Wizards. 29-31 now on the season for the Miami Heat. All right. So, yeah, man, everywhere I go, it popped up on my phone, too. The Tyree, it's incredible. I don't know. I would say there's a 80% chance at least that he's back on the team. I don't think they're thinking about getting rid of him. The one thing he does when he's on the field, he plays hard, and that's the part. Can they control the other stuff where it doesn't affect the team, number one? Number two, can you get the production back by getting more of that offense you had in his first 2 years and getting away from that one last year that gave him all kinds of problems, whatever it is. And the two deep wider, the two deep further back, the two deep up close, the two deep in your huddle, whatever it was that caused your offense to change so much. But, hey, man, we've been through it all with a guy. Right? What a few months for Tyreek. He quit. Minutes later, he wanted out. Then he had his moment where he said basically to the GM and head coach, get me more dogs to play with. Get me more guys that want to win like I do. Then days later, the apology comes out to the players. He shows up the last day of the Super Bowl media day on Friday, a couple days before the Super Bowl, apologizes to Tua, just had a birthday on Saturday, and says, hey, this is where I want to be, man. I want to be with the Miami Dolphins. And, hey, Dolphin fans, this is going to be my best year ever. So he's kind of been through it all. You know, he's kind of hit us with a little bit of everything. And the reason I bring it up is not to do the Tyreek thing. Listen, that's getting to be a little bit lazy. Everybody knows the situation. I don't know what they're going to do. I got a pretty good idea that he's not going anywhere because it just Woody's right about this part, and it just opens another hole on your team. But the bigger question is not Tyreek and what he can do and stuff. And the drop-off from 119 catches and over 1,700 yards to 81 catches, 959 yards. Listen, that is a major drop-off for a guy that was healthy all year. and you know why a lot of it? No Tua. I mean, that's a fact. That's not an excuse. We had no backup for a lot of those games. The question to me is the one that nobody's really talking about right now. A guy that you drafted, we forget, Jalen Waddle was one of the top picks in his draft. 58 catches for 744 yards does not sniff a number one looking or a 1A or a 1B or a 1C, if you want to be nice, doesn't sniff it with those kind of numbers. Now Jalen had too many drops, but, I mean, you paid him a lot of money, and he's a quiet guy. He's a team guy. I really do. All these things, Jalen, I said last year and the year before, for Tyreek, who just can't get enough, he needed a guy to take a backseat to him to be the other receiver, and Jalen Waddle did it. But now you got that new contract. You're coming into the prime years of your career. We need Jalen Waddle to be a better, more consistent, more used receiver than he's been. 58 catches, 744 yards, and 2 touchdowns in 15 games is not what, you know, we talk about Tyreek and Tyreek's numbers way off, but Jalen Waddle.
I know he had a bunch of catches rookie year, right? And people certainly made sure to tell us that yesterday, but...
Well, numbers are numbers.
I just don't see the guy as a number one. I mean, if you were to lose Tyreek, I don't... You think he can just slide over and you'll be all right?
No. I don't think that. No, because yeah, I mean, you're working off last year. Now, there were times in the past where Tyreek, I think the one game, he ends up, when he did need to be the number one guy, he looked great. And I thought, wow, he could do that. That was a couple years ago. But, no, those numbers, man. I mean, you know, the NFL, one thing about the NFL, you do look at what you're paying a guy and what you're getting. You just do. I mean, we're doing it in college. We just sat here and did it with the Canes quarterback this year for this coming season, Carson Beck. Well, we do the same thing with the amount of money we spent on our two wide receivers. Both of them got new contracts. One got an extension. One got a new contract last year. You start going, okay, we're spending money here. Are we getting the production? And the answer is no. The number that concerns me the most, Jalen Waddle had two touchdowns. He had two touchdowns. He's a fast guy. Two touchdowns. This guy led the league in yards per catch a couple years ago.
Well, I think it's really concerning, too, that the guy's not more productive with Tyreek out there, right? Like, he's the number two on this team, and he's not productive.
Well,
like, you're going to slide over and get the team's best defender and expect this guy to put up big numbers? I don't see it. But
So the other thing is...
And remember, by the way, how they ended up with Jalen Waddle as their pick anyway, right?
Yeah, no. They moved it. No. People have started to talk about that more, and it could have been that guy in Cincinnati. I got you. Is that kind of what you're alluding to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're talking about a number one guy.
That's
the guy in Cincinnati's a number one guy.
You do the hat trick in for receptions, yards, and touchdowns. That's a big time number one receiver. He told Tyreek that was going to be a 1 year deal for you, pal. I'm coming back, and your buddy in Minnesota, I want him to know the same thing, and we just got to get these guys going. That's it, and they know that. This leads me to the third part that I think people are just numb talking about right now, and I understand. That's Tua. Again, he can't control getting hurt. He can't. I know people are, they're coaching him and telling him, and I don't know if he's back taking judo classes and he's on the mat getting flipped around right now. But you can never trust him again. You have to get a guy to come in here to run this offense without changing it drastically so you can keep throwing the football and throw some of the same routes. You have to. Hey, listen, it's a bonus. Whatever you get, if somehow you get a full season like you did 2 years ago with Tua, then great. It's great. But he just missed six games. Six games. I think a lot of people said it would have been a seventh game if we head to Buffalo the following week. So if somehow we would have got in the playoffs, which didn't happen, so it doesn't matter. But I don't. This thing, and I appreciate Chris Greer saying I've had a discussion with him, and I explained you have to stay healthy, and I'm sure Tua is thinking, Chris, you think I friggin' want to be hurt? You think I want to be hurt? I want to be aggressive. I want to be able to do some of the other things that quarterbacks, the top guys do. I want to be able to run for first downs, but you don't think I want to? Of course I want to be healthy. I don't want to have my hip. I don't want it, another shot to the head. I want to. And we've been through this 2 out of 3 years with him. We got. And by the way, on his year, he got the full year in and put up some good numbers. So he got himself a new $200+ million contract. But you can weigh your priorities. And I've noticed everybody that's starting to tell us what we need to do in the draft is, and free agency is starting to fall away again, that all of a sudden these Tua problems are gone. You never know, right? We got hit early in the year. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going to happen. Running up the middle wasn't even a hard hit. So, yeah, there's all that stuff's tied together, too. Jalen, Tyreek, and Tua getting them the ball. And so, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, Tua needs to stay healthy because he's not getting hurt. Nobody's getting hurt on purpose in that game. You think Tua likes dealing with a hip and concussions? Of course not. But I don't know what you can do, man. How do you know when one of your offensive linemen is going to get beat? How do you know when you take off and you get blindsided? How do you know when a guy's ready to hit you from behind? How do you know if you slide, you get competitive? And he's a competitive guy. I'm paying him a compliment. He made a tackle that could have knocked him out after an interception in that Rams game. And he's going to run for first downs. I always say this. It drives people nuts, Woody. Third and seven. Tua out of the pocket. Running for the first down. And here comes a safety or a linebacker. Now, do you go for it with the collision to get the first down? Or do you butt slide, which moves the ball back, and you come up 3 yards short or 2 yards short? So those are decisions that he's got to make, and he's a competitive guy. And honestly, I know that you want your guy going for the first down. You want to keep the drive alive. The defense wants to – hey, the defense wants to see you get fresh downs. And then all of a sudden, if you don't, and all the other quarterbacks, or most of them do that, and you slide and you come off and you're getting booed, and people all thinking the same thing. Yeah, look at that. He got to slide early because he's afraid he's going to get hurt or he's afraid he's going to get a concussion.
We got some good text coming in on this, by the way.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
you have to,
man.
You have to take a pause here, but I'd like to read some of these to you, if you don't mind, when we get back here.
Let's do that. I got a little carried away, but the point is all these things are connected. That's why I bring them up to get those numbers back where they need to do. But like when somebody stands up there in front of the room and says, I've explained to him, you've got to be able to play these games. Like, I know, I want to play. You think I wanted to come into this league? I was hoping I could leave him from college. I was hoping that bad hip was going to be it. Anyway, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Let's talk about something for older men. Not the young guys, but the guys you get in your 40s, 50s, 60s. That ED and low T stuff, man, is serious, serious stuff. I couldn't believe how it affected me mentally. Not the low T and tired all the friggin' time. I just figured that was father time catching up to me. But the ED was serious stuff, man. When you start going to bed and just had a great night with your wife, she looks great, and nothing's happening in the bedroom. I don't want to get into details, but sex drive is gone. That's where I was, man, a year ago. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Went there, didn't even want to go for an appointment to meet with you guys. Did not want to meet with your professionals. Didn't want to get the T, the PSA test, and everything else that I did to find out what's going on. But I went with the program, got the testing done, knew everything, very honest with them. And, boy, I got great results right away. And I've been telling everybody, like, hey, man, I didn't know what to expect, but this is unbelievable. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. If you're going through it right now and you know you have low T and maybe ED too, and, if, you know, hey, it's tough, man. That's a tough one to go through at any age. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Do it. Be the best thing you've ever done. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Make that call. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I don't go to a lot of pro days, and but I'm looking forward to this one. Woody, I'm trying to get it all set up, go back down and do another show for the University of Miami Pro Day coming up here. The 24th, and everybody in the NFL will be here. This is going to be a little bit like the old days because of Cam Ward and all the other players that ended up not working out and doing certain things at the combine, so all the receivers will be working that can, and that will be that'll be a fun pro day to see, and some guys will be running the 40-yard dash out there, some guys that didn't run the 40. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot about Cam Ward for a lot of teams, right? A lot of teams that are thinking about jumping up to the top and like, how good is he? How much should we give up? Is he that guy? And so, yeah, that's going to be a fun one on the 24th of this month to see what happens for March 24th for Cam Ward, Restrepo, Arroyo, Martinez, Brown, and all the rest of those guys. 9-10 guys will be working out with a chance to get drafted. So we'll be out there and looking forward to that one. The other thing is that we brought up last night, the Panthers, who set themselves up nicely last night. If you watch the game, a lot of Seth Jones before the game and talking about the move to get him. And obviously, Zito did a good job of really getting a guy, another defenseman, a big guy that can skate and had a lot of success in the league. So now this Matthew Tkachuk thing, and again, I don't know how bad the groin is. I know a lot of people think they free up $8.7 million to add more to the roster now that Tkachuk's going to be eligible to come back for the playoffs, but will be out for the rest of the regular season, that they've got money to go out and get some more pieces if they want to add them. So that's going to be interesting. Trade deadline is coming up 3 o'clock on Friday. And we'll see, because let's be honest. They got a chance to win back-to-back championships. Hard to do. And they're going to do everything they can. You get this opportunity with the group of guys you have to add some more pieces, even if it's just for the rest of this year to bring them in. You're going to go for it. So don't expect right now that they're done and they're not going to use this. The unknown, obviously, with all this is you'd much rather just have Matthew Tkachuk playing and with your team. Hey, if it's a pulled groin, it's one thing. If he ripped it, if there's a tear in there, that's a whole different ball game. I'm not a doctor, but I've had both. And yeah, they are painful. So, but that team's going to do everything they can. They're playing great. Played a great game last night. Barkov with a couple of goals. Big Bob just on his A game right now. The Panthers Lightning came in last night, smoking hot. Had won 8 straight, and the Panthers get that 2-1 win, and now with 79 points, tied with Toronto at the top of the division there. So a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on with them, and hopefully this thing is about Tkachuk being 100% and being able to join the team for the playoffs with what could be, you know, some new faces by that point. And I know a lot of people think that's exactly what's going to happen with that money that they now will free up. So we got that, and then the other thing. I didn't forget about it. Woody, I know you got a lot of people, and we've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up, and we'll talk about Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, and if you don't mind, because the other guy is Tua. And finding, and it still should be right up there at the top and should not be a money thing, should not be don't want to hear. We had a lot of guys wanting to come here, but we couldn't afford them. Don't want to hear that this year, because we just saw we couldn't afford them. 6 games without them. So can't do that. I'm not saying you go out and give some guy $20 million to come in, but we don't want to hear that one. And if you do have the one, keep it to yourself. Don't share that with the world. You don't get any points for going, wow, guy really wanted to, those guys wanted to come here. They all wanted to come here, but we couldn't afford them. That's one I don't think anybody wants to hear. Not this year. All right, hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hour's coming up, and you know what? I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They've been doing it. They're growing fast. They got great people. A lot of people talking about them right now. And if you've got a leaky roof, replace your old roof now. Pay later. How's that sound for you if that's what's holding you back right now? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews, letting you know that a lot of people have been real happy working with Loctite Impact and the work they do. Say big. And their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors, Impact Windows is low. It's $3 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They'd love to do everything for you from start to finish, do it the way you want it done, and easy to go. Easy to go with a company that does it all for you. That's Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.